Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning into the broadcast today. We got a great sermon I believe you're going to really enjoy. In fact, I want you to call a friend and tell them to watch this television program. Get a pad and pencil. There's some notes you should be taking. The title of the message is The Price of Principle. Are you a person of principle? Jesus was a person of great principle. That means we should be too. Remember that the whitest robes always show the greatest stains. We must live like Christ. This is The Price of Principle, Part One, and I'm telling you, you're going to love this, you're going to enjoy it, because it tells people how to be a Christian and how to live a Christian. So watch this right now. Be blessed, because God's Word is going to bless you today. Watch. Now, I want to talk today about something that I think is disturbing people, and that's politics. Politics. I want to make this announcement. It looks like everything is falling apart. It's not. It's all falling in place. Write that down. Would you do that? Things are not falling apart. Things are falling in place. You see, why? Because the end is near. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man shall come. And sin is running rampant. Nobody cares about sin. Most people hate the gospel today because it points a finger at sin, said you shouldn't do that, those kind of different things. We have a split nation and all kinds of things, and that's division and strife and everything. Well, years ago, you could be a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent, and even though you may have disagreed, you were friendly to each other. That's changed. And all kinds of different things. I want to talk about that today. I want to talk about the title of this message today, and I want you to do a little teaching if I can, The Price of Principle. Write that down as the title of this message, The Price of Principle. Because if you're not a person of principle, you're not very much. That's why I put that wonderful verse out there in front of the church in Psalms 89:34, my covenant, there it is right there, will I not break nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. I look at that constantly, that when God speaks something, he can't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We break covenant sometimes, but he never does and never will. So I want to start reading with verse, let's go to the book of St. Luke chapter 20. These Pharisees, Sadducees, and Zealots was always trying to catch Jesus to do something wrong, looking at his actions, but he never did anything wrong. And it irritated them because, you see, they were political in their way of doing things. And I want to start reading with verse 19 of Luke chapter 20. And the chief priests, I'm reading out the King James Version, and the chief priests and the scribes the same hour sought to lay hands on him. And they feared the people, for they perceived that he had spoken this parable against them. Verse 20, I want you to underline it in your Bible. And they watched him. Notice that. And they watched him and sent forth spies, which should feign themselves just men, that they might take hold of his words. They couldn't get hold of his actions because he didn't do nothing wrong. So maybe he'll say something wrong. We can catch him with his words. Doesn't that sound familiar today? Think about that. My Lord. They watched him. Who's watching you today? They sent forth spies, which should feign themselves just men, that they might take hold of his words, that so they might deliver him unto the power and authority of the governor. That's the politics. And they asked him, saying, Master, notice they come with all kinds of nice things to say. We know that thou sayest and teachest rightly. Neither acceptest thou the person of any, but teachest the way of God truly. Verse 22, is it lawful? Now they bring in the politics with the religion. Is it lawful for us to give tribute unto Caesar or not? See, what that was right there was polluted dishonesty. Polluted dishonesty. They hated paying taxes to the Roman government. They think they could get him to answer this. It can't be a yes or no answer. If he says yes, then he loses right there that he's not the Messiah that's going to deliver them. If he says no, then the Roman government didn't care what you said about your religion, but if you went against their taxes, they will kill you. That's the reason Jesus got born in Bethlehem, so Caesar could make some taxes. Notice that. He said, is it lawful for us to give tribute unto Caesar or not? Or no? But he perceived their craftiness, their polluted dishonesty, and said to them, why tempt ye me? And then he said, show me a penny. Whose image and subscription hath it? They answered and said, Caesar's. He said unto them, render therefore unto Caesar the things which be Caesar's, and unto God the things which be God. And they could not take hold of his words before the people, and they marveled at his answer and held their peace. He said, show me a penny. Whose image and subscription hath it? They answered and said, Caesar's. Verse 24 again. And he said, in verse 25, he said to them, render therefore unto Caesar the things which be Caesar's, and unto God the things which be God. In other words, the price of principle. He was a principle person. Now, he said, show me a penny. He said, what's on that? He said, the image of Caesar. What image do you have on you? What image has been printed and minted on you? Oh, listen to me now. See, you're made in the image. Ah, but there's always two sides to a coin. Ooh, this is going to be good. I can see y'all liking this. Politics and religion. To work it perfectly, you have to pay the price of principle. Now, I want to talk about that this morning, and I believe you're going to be blessed, because you got to understand something. Every coin sometimes gets defaced. Even though you've been made in the image of God, you may have been worn out a little bit, scratched on. Your date of being made in image may have been erased by sin nature. Are you ready? Write this down. The price of principle always has a gospel to proclaim. You must have something to say and a message to deliver. You got to be careful. Let me say it again. You can write it down. The price of principle always has a gospel, a good news to proclaim. You must have something to say. A message to deliver. See, Jesus didn't know what they were going to say, but he perceived that they wanted to tempt him. They could not get any of his actions because his actions was wrong, but boy, maybe if he could just say something wrong, because people remember what you say. They may not remember what you do, but they remember what you say. And you've heard me do this before. Who said this? Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Who said that? Who said this? Ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. Who said that? Who said, I have a dream? Who said, Pharaoh, let my people go? Who said this? 47 years ago, our forefathers brought forth, who said that? A government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Oh, you remember that. Let's see if you remember this. Remember this person. We will fight them in the beaches. We will fight them on the streets. We'll fight them in the buildings. Wherever they go, we shall never surrender. Ooh. You remember what people say. So Jesus gave them an answer so they would remember what he said. Render to Caesar's what's Caesar's, and to God's what's God's, which is a perfect analogy. Because you see, when you understand, when you render to God what's God, you will render to Caesar what's Caesar's. A government of the people, by the people, for the people. Write this down. Let me say it again. The price of principle always has a gospel to proclaim. You must have something to say, a message to deliver. What Jesus was saying, what they were trying to do was to get him to say something wrong. Write this down. Never discredit our faith or dishonor our Lord with your words. Never discredit our faith or your faith or dishonor our Lord. And you do that by saying things or doing things. You don't discredit this word of God. See, when the word of God is spoken, you must stand for it. If you don't stand for righteousness, then you're discrediting the word of God. You are dishonoring the Lord. If you don't tell people or point to their sin, you're not judging them. What you're telling them is that God wants to forgive you and help you. Amen. See, I'm not against anybody. I'm against the devil. He's the problem behind everything. So I refuse to discredit my faith or discredit my Lord Jesus Christ. Whether it be politics or religion, because see, that's the price of principle. Now, you may be persecuted greatly for it if you stand up for certain things. I've had some people say, you said that. I said, I didn't say that. Yes, you did. I said, no, I just repeated it. God said it. See, the reason why a lot of people don't like Christians and the Bible anymore is because it points to what's right when you're doing wrong. Jesus, one of his most famous words was says, repent ye. See, if you want to get people to understand how to change people's ways of thinking, you just change the names. Yeah. If you want to get people to accept something horrible, just change the names. Let me give you a prime example. There's no more word in Las Vegas anymore called gambling. It's called gaming. You have no problems playing games. A game won't hurt you. Gambling can. And you can gamble with your own money to feed your children. You just change the name to make people accept something like abortion. You don't say that no more. You say woman's health. You just change the name. So when you say woman's health, it takes away from the destroying of a person. Watch that. You don't call it a baby. You call it a fetus. It changes the name. It makes you think, well, it's not really a baby. Oh, yes, it is. But let's call it a fetus so it makes you feel better as you murder. Amen. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. You see, and it's all done through politics. You see, because if we truly render to God what's God's and render to Caesar what's Caesar, we wouldn't be hurting babies in the womb. You understand? You see what I'm saying? All you got to do is just change the name. And you make people accept something that is no good by simply changing the name. But that doesn't change the result. You see what I'm saying? So never discredit out your faith or dishonor your Lord. Now, I want you to write this down. The whitest robes always shows the ugly stains. That's good. Remember whose purity we wear. See, when you're born again, you wear the purity of the Lord. See, that's what happened to Adam and Eve. They had the whitest robes. God clothed them with light until they sinned, and then the stain came flying out and the light disappeared. They forgot what purity they were wearing. Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Now, I'm not against the government, because the government, Jesus says, he stood up for the government, render the Caesars what Caesars. I'm not against the government. I guess some of the things they may do, but not the government. But he said, render to God with God. Actually, he was mixing the two. Because if you render, and he said, God, if you render to God with God, you will render, the government will do great things for you. It's designed to help you. If you render to God what's God's. So remember Adam and Eve, they lost their white robe and received a robe of sin, stained with everything you could think of. And it's still today. You see, and that's the reason why, if you created it in God's image, you should still be wearing the clothes of purity. And as you grow older in the Lord, you ought to even get the pure, it needs to get purer. You see what I'm saying? Like they say wine, if you age it, or like beef. If you age beef, it tastes better. You know, till you pull out the perfect parts of that particular product. See, the rightest robes always shows the ugly stain. Remember, whose purity we wear. See, that's why, and I'm going to shock you when I say this, that I don't sin every day. That's a religious statement. That's a government statement. They're always looking for something wrong. They don't want to tell you a good story. I mean, you watch the news, 99.9% is all wrong and rough. And then finally at the end, let me tell you something good. But you're so now stained by the bad news that you don't remember the good news. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But Jesus paid the price of principle, and they hated him for it. But he was made in the image of God because he was God. Well, you see, people say, who do you think you are, Jesse Duplantis? I have been minted by God Almighty. Amen. Want to know what God looks like? I'm created in his image and his likeness. Both sides. You see my point? Are you getting where I'm coming at here? Ooh. Let us endeavor, write this down, to increase the beauty of Christ in us. Let us endeavor to increase the beauty of Christ in us. See, I'm always wanting to enhance the beauty of God in me. I've had people tell me, there's something unique about you. I said, yes. Yes, I serve a sovereign God. They said the prettiest coin ever minted was the English sovereign of King George III. They said a lot of people that minted, they said that coin was just beautiful. So the English, in other words, you were a subject of the sovereign, a subject of the king. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So we must endeavor to increase the beauty of Christ in us. So I let people see my light. I may do it with a tip. I may do it with a pat on the back. I may do it when someone is feeling so bad about themselves, instead of judging them, I lift their chin up. Say, let me tell you something better. Let me tell you what can be done, how we change this. Why? Because we should be and are the express image of God Almighty, reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time. Do you see that? Are you understanding where I'm coming from? See, that's the price of principle. But you better get ready for persecution. Brother Jesse, why are you so blessed financially? Jesus. What? Jesus. See, they say, that prosperity message is of the devil. Really? Then you can't go to heaven. Now, you ain't going to like it. You're going to get mad at Jesus. But when you see the streets he walks on, when you see the gates he builds with pearl, when you see mansion, he ain't say trailers. Nothing wrong with trailers or mobile homes, whatever you want to call it. Nah, but you ain't gonna like that. You ain't gonna like that. You talk about prosperous. You've never seen prosperity till you've been to heaven. That's right, man. But he became poor. Why? Because that we might become rich. Forget about that part, see. Well, my God, you understand that the richest person, you can never get to the prosperity of God Almighty. You can never exhaust it. That's why he said he became poor. I don't care. The richest man in the world is nothing compared to what God has. Nothing. Zero. It's not even in the realm of understanding, because he just doesn't own a planet. He owns the universe and multiple universes with his stamp of approval on it. Ladies and gentlemen, you were created as the express image of God Almighty. And after he created you, he put his stamp of approval on you too. You see, that's why we should always want to increase and enhance his beauty in us. See, we must be reflections of Christ instead of casting reflections upon him. Now, how do we do that? Maybe it's a smile, or an encouraging word to someone who's hurting. You see, you got to have Christ in you. You have to be increasing every day, spiritually, physically, financially. Why? Because people are watching you. And since they want to see something, we should show them the love of God. Let me ask you something today. What do you say when people ask you, what do you believe? Most people say, well, I'm a Baptist, or I'm a Methodist, I'm an Episcopal. We didn't ask you that. What do you say to people? How do you tell them what you believe? No matter what, we should never use words that discredit our faith. The faith of God is the most amazing thing. The only way you're going to please God is through faith. You see what I'm saying? And when people see that, when they see that you don't flip-flop back and forth and all that kind of stuff, they say, wait a minute, this man or this woman believes what they say. See? And I like what Paul said, I know in whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded he's able to keep what I give to him today. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to bless people today, spiritually, physically, and financially. Make them realize that the principle is a phenomenal thing that must be done on a daily basis, not a Sunday basis. We decree it and declare it today. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. I enjoy coming into your home, wherever you may be watching this. I kind of get excited. I got to watch myself because I start preaching. Praise God, because God's so good and gracious. Kathy's coming right now with some glorious moments. Now, what are glorious moments? Those are those testimonies that you send in from all over the world. And people just get so blessed. I mean, we will bless God today. We will bless me today. We'll bless Kathy and we'll bless you today when she reads these things. So, Kathy, take it away. Bless the people and make people realize that they can have a glorious moment, that they can be blessed in every way, shape, or form, no matter what. So watch this right now and be blessed and receive it today.
Welcome to Glorious Moments. I have two great testimonies today. This first one is from Tennessee. It says, my husband and I have just become partners with you and Kathy. Listening to your teaching and preaching is helping us so much. It's been a long time since I've been this excited. You teach in a way that I can understand what you're saying. It's so plain that I'm learning a lot on how to apply the word to my own life. I am expecting much help in every area of our life now that we're learning how to apply this word in the right way. Thank you both for obeying God and showing us the truth. I love that. This next testimony is from Ohio. It says, I had had enough of being so tight financially. I was watching your program and the Lord said, sow a $20 seed into Jesse's ministry. He's good ground and be a partner to him. So I did, and things started happening. The next day, I drove through McDonald's, rolled up to the window to pay, and it was already paid. I heard the Lord say, this is the beginning of the blessings. I got so happy, I cried. The following week, the bank offered to combine our monthly bill from $2,600 down to $1,300 at an interest rate of 2.25%. Then someone called wanting to know if we wanted to sell our truck, which had cost thousands to repair recently, and we sold it. We're looking forward to what's next and continuing our work, winning souls for Jesus. Thank you for being the good ground for our seed. I love that. You know, Matthew 13:8, Jesus said this. He says, but other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100 and some 60-fold, some 30-fold. You know, people all over the world are discovering that JDM is good ground and they are reaping. This is a kingdom principle that belongs to you too. So remember, if you keep the faith, everything is yours. God bless you today.
Did you know angels are real and many of them are here today? God's word is full of supernatural experiences by people just like you and me. My new book, The Hidden Help, I share a few of those biblical stories and some of my own personal experiences with angelic beings. Remember, this world isn't all there is. You are unique in God's creation and the hidden help is always here for you. Order your copy today at jdm.org. If you hadn't got our new book today, The Hidden Help, you need to do it right now. It's our product offer for the month of January. It's all about angels and my personal experience with angels, and I did a teaching on angels. Do you realize that God has positioned angels around you to protect you? This book will help you more spiritually, be more spiritually aware of what is around you and their presence. How do I get it? All you got to do is go to jdm.org for all the ordering information. I really like it. The Hidden Help. Why? Because I want to tell you something, man. All of us need help. I believe before I was born again, my guardian angel asked for reassignment. He said, man, this boy about to kill me, you know, because I was crazy. I believe he protected my life many, many times. So get it today at jdm.org. Partners, I can't thank you enough for what you do for this ministry. Your faithful financial support is so vitally important in reaching people, changing lives one soul at a time. See, I don't think of it as finance. I think of it as people. To me, it's blood money. We stop people from going to hell. And people say, why are you so much in stopping people from going to hell? Because eternity is a long time to be wrong. You understand? Let me say it again. Eternity is a long time to be wrong. And a lot of people don't realize this. No matter whether they believe in God or not, you're going to stand before him one day and you want him to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. That's what you do, partners, when you send me to preach this glorious gospel. We reach the people. We reach out to them. We bless them. We help them. We believe in healing. And I tell you, it's hard to stay sick around me. It's hard to stay unsaved around me. Why? Because of the anointing of God, because of the joy of God. That's what you do. Nothing too small and nothing too big. So do something today and watch God bless an individual. Don't get mad at me when you get to heaven. There'll be millions of people up there saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for watching today. Next week, The Price of Principle Part 2 is coming. And get your notes because I want you to go over this all this week. And we'll see you next week. Bye. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse the Planets. In my January partner offer, I dive into the story of Noah and how it relates to today's world. I will show you how to feed on the power of Christ and not on carnal security in the midst of the end times. It's one message that you don't want to miss. Order your copy today at jdm.org. The title of it is The Frustration of the End Times. Do it today, now.
I believe that God has placed within each one of us a deep desire to live a better life. Whether it's a life free from pain, fear, or lack of any kind, God wants to bring that to pass for you. In my book, You Are Designed for Glorious Living, you'll discover how to achieve the better life God has for you. You know, long before you took your first breath, God had designs on you for glorious living. You Are Designed for Glorious Living, available at jdm.org.
If you accept great privileges, you should be ready to accept great responsibilities. The taxes and the things that the government does. Why? So to make your life better. Now, do they do it wrong sometimes? Naturally. But that's why you got a voting booth. That's how you change that.